Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm sure you've often heard it said it's important to keep the bright side up, or that you should be a glass half full person rather than a glass half empty person, even at the height of adversity. But always presenting the positive side to the world may come at a cost to your health. It's a notion called toxic positivity. Jade Lawless is the vice chair of the IACP, the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, and the academic director with PCI College. They specialise in mental health training, and she's with me now in studio. Jade, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It's a term I'd never heard before, toxic positivity. What does it mean?
Well, what it means is that there's an expectation on us to be positive and maintain positivity no matter what the circumstances are. So even when we're going through something difficult, there's this new expectation where we have to maintain a sunny disposition.
Okay, so it's not, I was thinking there are misery boots maybe in the office that you hate being around because they're always miserable. And then on the other hand, you've got cheery Charlie, who's always cheery.
Yeah.
It's not about other people and how they impact on you. It's your own attitude might give rise to the effects of toxic positivity.
That's it, exactly. It's the expectation that we put on ourselves, which is really informed by what society is telling us we should be, that causes us harm. It's when we feel like we should be always looking on the bright side, or everything happens for a reason. What we're really doing there is we're denying our difficult emotions, which we all have and we're all entitled to.
So, you know, when someone used to say, I'm not sure how often it's said now, sure, it's God's will.
Yeah.
Is that toxic positivity, accepting something terrible that's happened to you and saying, sure, it's God's will?
Well, there's a difference between accepting what's happening and denying how it makes us feel. So we can be optimistic and, you know, look towards something meaningful when we're feeling down if we're not denying the negative side of that. So I can be optimistic even when I'm having a hard time. It's when I tell myself I shouldn't be feeling bad, that I should be getting on with things, that's when it causes problems.
Now, they've done experiments with people where they tell people, in spite of what you're going to see now, and it could be a dreadful image of a child being hurt or whatever it might be, stay positive.
Yeah.
And then they've, done the same thing with people who they've said, look, show your emotions.
Yeah.
And it turns out the people who are told to keep the stiff upper lip have a lot more going on in their brain in terms of distress.
That's it. Yeah. And those studies show that the people who are asked to suppress their emotions, their pupils dilate, their heart rate goes up, they have palpitations. But on the cover of it all, they look cool, calm and collected. So what that's telling us is when we deny our emotions, when we suppress how we're feeling, it has not just an impact on our mental health, but on our physical body as well.
Yeah, this could present me with challenges when I'm thinking that, someone I'm talking to is a total idiot. And I have to say, yes, how interesting. Am I being toxically positive or positively toxic?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it's important that we are compassionate and empathic to other people. And actually, that's a sign that you're suffering from toxic positivity. If you find yourself dismissing other people's difficult experiences, you might be suffering from toxic positivity yourself. So that's a sign to watch out for. But it's all about validating experiences. And actually, some research has likened toxic positivity to gaslighting, because what we're really doing is we're denying our reality when we tell ourselves we shouldn't be feeling a certain way.
I have a couple of definitions here. Toxic positivity, the excessive and ineffective overgeneralization of a happy, optimistic state across all situations.
Yeah.
The process of toxic positivity results in the denial, minimization, and invalidation of the authentic human emotional experience.
Yeah. And that's a really important one, that the authenticity. So when we start to tell ourselves, oh, look, just get on with it, you know, you'll be fine. And we kind of ignore the negative feelings that we're having. We're losing a connection with ourselves, and we put on the mask and we get out there and we put on the stiff upper lip and we get on with life. And that creates anxiety because there's a mismatch between how we're actually presenting and what's happening on the inside. And it also produces guilt and shame because we're not feeling like our emotions are valid. And then we feel guilty because we can't just get on with things. So
okay,
really
but we
difficult.
Are talking about doing it all the time because clearly there are circumstances when it might be better to be a bit more positive than negative. But the signs of toxic positivity, these are some common expressions and experiences of toxic positivity to help you recognize how it shows up in everyday life.
Yeah.
Hiding or masking your true feelings.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it might be sensible when you're dealing with your boss. Maybe you don't kind of say what you feel all the time. Trying to just get on with it by dismissing an emotion, feeling guilty for feeling what you feel, minimizing other people's experiences with feel good quotes or statements, trying to give someone perspective. It could be worse, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shaming or chastising others for expressing frustration or anything other than positively, and brushing off things that are bothering you with it with this expression, it is what it is.
Yes, yes. They're absolutely. And you're right. It's more that when they happen consistently, it's when we are denying constantly that these things are having an effect on us. It's fine to be optimistic and it's fine to look on the bright side. It becomes toxic when it interrupts and invalidates our emotional experiences, essentially, because we're not supposed to be happy all the time. And when we accept that, life is a little bit easier.
Well, I know in theory, you don't know what it is to be happy until you're miserable.
Well, that's very true.
The lack of happiness just suddenly comes home. The idea of how maybe inadvertently we might be involved in toxic positivity. For example, if you say to someone, don't think about it, stay positive. The alternative is describe what you're feeling.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Don't worry, be happy. Or I see that you're really stressed. Is there anything I can do? Another one. Failure is not an option. Failure is part of the growth. It's part of growth and success. Now, I know I'm kind of going softly on the non-toxic positivity thing, but some of them do sound a bit wimpy.
Really what you're actually saying in all of those examples, Pat, is I'm here. I'm open and I'm ready to talk to you if you want to. It's about connection and it's about, I said already, validation. We all need our experiences to be validated. So if I'm, you know, having a really bad day and the response I get is, ah, sure, look, get on with it. You know, what would be more helpful is, oh God, that sounds really hard. Are you okay? And it's about just being open to hearing and connecting with the person. And that's why therapy is important, because that's one of the most sacred spaces where you get to have that connection, non-judgmental, and IACP have a fantastic Find Your Therapist.
Okay, and how do you find your therapist? How do you get the right person? Because it does appear that almost anyone can become a therapist.
Well, that's where the training and the accreditation comes in. So PCI College has fantastic accredited training in counselling and psychotherapy. And then the next stage to that is to find an accredited therapist. And that's where IACP comes in. So they have a page on their website, Find My Therapist. And you can search by location and by kind of issue, if you like, as well. So,
but I mean, what background do people have to have? You can get anybody from any background becomes a therapist, which can be a bit worrying, you know?
Well, that's shifting, that's changing, thankfully. It's really important that when you are looking for a therapist that they are accredited. So that's first and foremost most important. But any qualified and accredited therapist will have gone through a minimum of 4 to 5 years training, plus a minimum of 2 years post-qualification to build up accreditation. So accreditation is really, really important when you're looking for a therapist.
Now, our listeners are quite engaged on this topic, you'll be happy to hear. I think social media is the reason we are all crippled with this toxic positivity, well-meaning so-called positive quotes, and people only with the best version of themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't show when you're looking a bit rough or where the dessert actually collapsed instead of turning out perfectly. You have to put the perfect one online. Anyway, this person says, I plan on trying to give all that up. My mum used to love saying, cheer up, it could be worse. A little like when a random stranger says, smile, it may never happen.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I thought that's kind of nice if someone said that, but that's just me. My child developed a life-threatening condition, but several parents at the school kept saying, it could be cancer, so count your blessings. That made me sob, says Abby. I was admitted to hospital to have my baby 3 weeks earlier than planned due to placental complications. All the messages I received said, at least you're in the right place. Thank God you're okay. I would really have appreciated a message saying, this is hard for you.
Yeah, that's good. It's connection is what we're hearing there. People want to be connected with and validated.
Now, here's one which I think we've talked about before on this programme from Owen and Kerry. I always believed and understood that faking a smile could lead to genuinely feeling happy. So do I have to go back to the drawing board?
Well, that's interesting because there is research out there that, you know, the whole fake it till you make it, and there's laughter therapy and all of that is quite infectious. Where it becomes problematic is when you're doing that in sacrifice of your true feelings, like when you're denying what's happening underneath, not paying attention and avoiding the sadness or the fear or whatever it is. That's when it becomes problematic.
Okay, so we've got to walk that fine line between being, you know, healthfully optimistic and toxically positive.
Well, that's it. I can be optimistic and say I'm having a bad day, but I know things will be okay in the end. But today I need a little cry. That's kind of the best of both worlds there. I'm looking to the future, but I'm acknowledging right now I need a bit of space to process.
And most people ask you how you are so that they can tell you their problems, the old line.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me?
Yeah. Well, look, there's an invitation for therapy. You'll get that. You get a full hour to talk about yourself in therapy. It's fantastic.
Or Jade, very interesting. Jade Lawless, Vice Chair of the IACP, the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, and Academic Director with PCI College, who specialise in mental health training.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.